Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, it's not a problem. You just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. Beef is what's for dinner tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, we're doing some steak tostadas.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be fun.
That sounds wonderful.
That's going to be good. I'm very excited. Again, when you're talking about weeknight meals, it's just so great with beef because it cooks quick. There's no recipe it can't go into. It works with any marinade, any seasoning, any style of cuisine that you want to cook. It's just the superstar. It's the MVP of a weeknight meal. Make beef the star of the show in your house this evening, every evening. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything that you're looking for Mississippi State, you can get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, filled by the Half Shell. You can shop online. collegecornerstore.com, whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank, bankers that are going to know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that treat you with respect and offer a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We don't have any MBA to do today, do we? Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
Took the max 4 years. They got to do something with the cap. Like, it's
the contracts are outrageous.
4 years, $267 million for Donovan Mitchell. Really good player. But is he the best player on a championship team?
He can be.
You think?
If Jalen Brunson is, absolutely.
Brunson won a title.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with you.
I think Cleveland has what it takes.
The problem is, like, who do you pair with him now that they're paying him $276
million? LeBron.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
You see what people are saying?
It's only 1 year for that.
You see what people are saying with that? That all the teams are reaching out to LeBron basically don't have any faith because they all think he's going back to Cleveland.
Really? Well,
yeah.
I mean, I could see it. I could see it. I hope the Lakers trade Bronny. I want out of the James family business at this point.
So. You want out? You're done paying them?
I don't want to pay the Jameses anymore.
Okay.
If I can avoid it. All right. Let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. You all right over there?
Yeah.
It's like you saw something disgusting.
Oh, this first question.
All right. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, and in Tupelo. You can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, listen.
I just want to say about Paul Davis Restoration, I wear that rope hat that you gave me to every high school football tour practice that I go to. It's the Paul Davis Restoration. I'm free advertising.
There you go. So, a lot of those places that are near or close by enough that if they have a problem, you know, they can call Paul Davis.
Absolutely.
As they should. All right. What is our first question today? It's from Rob Hadaway. Wonderwall clearly is no Country Roads, although I had this debate with Borky. I mean, Wonderwall is a better song than Country Roads. No?
Let me think on it.
All right. But would Champagne Supernova have made a better Oasis victory song for the UK? I could see it.
That's the Chapel Roan song we're talking about here?
What?
That's Champagne Supernova, unless there's another song.
Champagne Supernova is by Oasis.
Okay, there's
Chapel Roan has a Champagne Supernova.
Yes, I hate that I know that. I'm going to get exposed on Twitter for this now. But
is it the same song?
No, definitely not.
Her song is Red Wine Supernova.
Never mind. I'm going to shut up. Anyway, I can't think of what that song sounds like at first bat, but I'm sure I do know it.
You do know it. Yeah. If you have ever listened to Oasis, you know Champagne Supernova.
Okay, I've seen Oasis.
What? Well,
ironically enough, I hate to say it, I have seen them. I've seen a lot of people though. I sometimes forget, as
we say down here in the South, you done messed up. All right,
sure, mistakes were made.
Yeah,
shout out.
No, not Mangum Cafe. Yeah,
it's not shout about actually.
Rob Hadaway again. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? Well, the commercial said three, but I don't know if I buy that.
Your tongue must be doing work.
Yeah, like three is not really. I think it's closer to like 15.
15?
It's closer to 15.
More than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, are you taking, are you, are, okay, hold on. Just go ahead and
show me
preemptive pause.
Show me how you're going to do that.
Are we Brian. Just, are we just, is, are we leaving it in our mouth or are we just licking? Damn it, Rob. Rob Hadaway, this is your fault. You set this up.
Can you show me the motion that you would
do?
No.
I cannot.
You can't.
You know what it looks like when someone eats a lollipop.
I actually don't. I'm a visual learner.
Well, you know what? Google.
It's a family program.
Yeah. Google. I'll give you some names to Google.
You just like
professional lollipop lickers. And
who name some of them?
Huh?
Name some of them.
I have on this podcast in the past. I've named one. We've only mentioned one adult entertainer ever on this
podcast.
We're
talking about. Lollipops.
Kind of talking about the same thing.
Whoa.
All right.
Okay then, Brian.
Last one from Rob. Please rank these irate professional wrestling managers. Jim Cornette after the Midnight Express lost to the Rock and Roll Express. Bobby Heenan at the end of WrestleMania 3. Paul Heyman after betraying Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Or the Royan Belgian Football Association. It's definitely Cornette's number one. I know I played the irate professional wrestling manager better than him. I'll go that, and then I'll go Heenan, Heyman. The Belgians are last. They won. They had the last laugh. So, what are you doing? You Googling any of those names? Okay, good call. Let's move on. I mean, the Belgians won, so they get the last laugh. The one who's our irate are our people.
Yeah, very true.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor. A friend loans you $100 to gamble. You win $10 million. How much are you giving your friend? All right, it's not 100. All right, we're gonna have to give more, right? I think we're giving 100K here.
No.
More?
Less.
Less.
Okay.
Never
there's,
give
well, there's
low money.
Don't chill. There's two things to this question.
Okay.
Does your friend know you win 10 million?
We have to assume that he does.
If he does, you give him 1,000.
1,000. That's pretty weak.
1,000. Oh, wait. 10 million's a lot.
100K is the right answer. Because okay, I'll be honest. If I gave, let's say this situation, right? And I said,
I guess my life's changed. I can change your. Yeah, I'll go 100K.
Okay. Because what I'm thinking is,
sure.
If somebody's like, look, you $100 you lend me, I turn it into 10 million. I'm gonna give you $100,000. Are you really gonna complain?
No,
like you. Then you've become the villain. If you're like, this guy said he was going to give me $100,000. He didn't have to give me anything, and you complain about that. You're the bad guy in that situation.
Yeah, 100K, 100K. For sure.
All right, that's it. You've still got 9.9 million. You're good.
Yeah.
All right.
A little dent there.
Here we go. Hunter King, season 8 of The Rookie was the first season of the show that my wife and I watched each episode as it aired. We binge watched the first 7 seasons. As season 8 ended with a cliffhanger, we were bummed that we have to wait to find out what happens. Do you think TV shows lose a little quality when binge watch due to lack of suspense between episodes and seasons? How many episodes do you consider a binge? Let's do the second question first. I think if you watch more than 3 episodes of a show in a day, you're binging it.
Depends how long they are. Like,
okay, so yeah, so you want to do
I
time
watch
then?
Tires, and they're like 20 minutes each, and I easily watch probably
4 or 5 of those,
6 or 7
okay.
of them. But those are 20 minutes each. If they're an hour
you're doing
plus,
like a Breaking Bad, a Sopranos, where it's an hour episode,
then yes, three
is the
your
max.
Answer.
Okay. All right. Now the next question is, do you think the shows lose a little quality? I don't think so.
I think the point is for you to not want to look away.
Right.
That's the whole point, is I want you to watch the entire thing.
Honestly, yeah. The only way that they're going to get me to binge is if it's a good show.
Exactly.
Like if I'm two shows, like I'll give you an example. I mentioned this the other day. I watched House of the Dragon, the first season, and I watched the first six episodes in 2 days. And after the sixth episode, I was like, I just don't care about these people. Now I think maybe I'm still kind of jaded by the way Game of Thrones ended, and I just don't want to deal with that world anymore. But I was just like this, you know. And what's funny is it looks like it's taken off and become a pretty good show, but I just don't have any interest in it. And so that's a good example of, you know, it wasn't good enough. If it
Yeah.
had been good enough, I would have been
You would have
locked
stayed
in.
in.
Because
Yeah.
like when Game of Thrones came out, I watched the first five seasons, I think, in a matter of like a less than a month. Like I
Jeez.
was just like I would go home from work.
Yeah.
As soon as the kids were in bed, I was like, I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Might as well.
Yeah. So that was from Hunter King. Who are Dalton Lee? Let's see what he's got going on in his life. I'm working on my second plate here at the Flying Saucer in Memphis. I got curious and looked at the leaderboard, and the top guy has 108 plates. That's 21,600 beers and 19.7 years of daily consecutive visits. The math of spending any of spending is anywhere from 150 to 200K in beer alone, not including food. Outside of alcoholism, what would motivate you to spend that much time and money to catch that person's record? Footnote for Carlo, when each time you drink 200 different beers, three per visit, you get a plate on the wall in your name. So you drink three beers, do it 200
This is
times.
an IPA place.
Oh, it's a beer place.
Yeah, okay, because it's three di it's 200 different beers.
Right. They got
Okay.
hundreds of beers.
Wow.
Like how many? I mean, how many?
So this guy has 108 plates? Wow.
You don't have to drink. I don't think you have to drink a different beer every time. It's just drinking 200
So
beers.
you, this so there's a guy that has done almost 20 years of having three beers every single day.
Yes.
Wow.
Which I mean,
I don't know.
the only thing that could catch maybe catch is spite. If like I just personally didn't like that guy. Like if I found out that Ben Garrett was
You
like
don't like Ben Garrett?
the worst person ever.
You don't like Ben Garrett?
Just an awful
You
human
don't
being.
care?
Oh, you would. You're both gingers.
I'm not a ginger. Whoa. Whoa.
I don't know how to break this to you.
Why do you think I'm a ginger?
Because you have
Hold
red
on, there's
hair.
two. No, I don't. It's brown.
You two could be twin brothers.
Not you. You know what's funny? When that video came out of Kevin going up to him,
It could have been you.
people sent it to Avery and was like, "Is this Carlo?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I don't look 40.
You're a day walker.
I don't look 40 years
Doesn't
old.
matter.
You know what? One of the interns.
Garrett has a very young look. He looks like a kid
Yeah.
still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look 40.
You also don't vape, but he does. I
Okay.
always say it all the time. You'll walk around a corner, you're like, ooh, somebody baking blueberry muffins? No, it's Ben Garrett and his sad cloud of lies.
Wow, you okay? You have some
The
strong
worst
feelings.
person ever.
I like him.
I actually am really good friends with Ben Garrett. It's a
That's
kayfabe
it.
thing. He and I do it. We have a bit.
So you guys like fake
Yes.
dislike each
Yeah.
other. I was gonna say, I think it's cool.
No, he's fine. Yeah. So
Dang, you
anyway,
got me there.
I did. I
If you would
did.
have not
I
said
shouldn't have
anything,
said anything. I should have let the
I would
whole
have
show
never
go on.
known.
Yeah. So anyway, Steve Mormon says, Brian, since you haven't done it since Carlo has been host, could you please explain using his voice what Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, would think about the World Cup? Would you like me to do that? Do you mind if I?
What am I gonna say? No,
I mean, you could.
go ahead.
All right. Well, you see, Daddy, the American Dream loves the World Cup. He loves the spirit of competition. Like when I'm in the steel cage with Ric Flair, I'm competing against him to be the world champion. France, Argentina, United States, Belgium, if you will. Jack, they all competing to be the best of the best, Daddy. So I didn't like to see the Americans get knocked out like that. They got to get back up. All right? That's hard times that Belgium has put on us, Daddy. But 4 years from now, 4 years from now, you're going to see the Americans come back. That's what the American dream has to say, Daddy.
Well done.
Do you even know?
Dusty Rhodes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I got you. I got you. I'm
Yeah.
proud of you on that one.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, you're one behind.
Yeah.
One behind. All right. That's a good job. Good job. I'm proud of you.
You can say that one more time. Don't worry.
I'm proud of you. Richard Harbison, what movie would be better if it had the Muppets as the
I
cast?
didn't even know who the Muppets were a month ago.
That's right. Yeah,
That's a joke.
so here we are now.
I knew him the whole time. I just biffed that day.
Oh, Egypt. 2-0 over Argentina.
I have it a 1 on my computer.
They just scored.
Oh, wow.
So, I feel like the easy answer is like, I want like the most, like a depressing movie, like The Deer Hunter, Apocalypse Now, something like that.
I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like all the vampires. The vampires are real, but like Will Smith is like Fozzie Bear. Something like that. So, what actor would you want to play you in a biopic? Yeah. If your mom's listening, I want the guy who played Bobby Baklava play me. I think it works, right?
Okay.
You could pull that off. What about you? You going Gosling? You're just going to go all the way?
No. DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, you did go all the way. Oh, they're VARing this. Oh, it's going to get called back up. So what they got here? What we got? Here's the decision. Decision is red card. No. I got to know. It looks like they're going to wipe this goal off.
Offsides?
No, there was a foul in the buildup.
The buildup's key?
Yeah, you got to have the buildup. So.
Agreed. Right.
Also from Richard, who is the MVP of the World Cup so far? It's Holland.
I was going to say that. It has to be.
Like, because France and Argentina are good teams.
He's carrying them.
Holland
LeBron,
is.
LeBron.
If they did, yeah, he's LeBron. He's LeBron on the 07 Cavs.
And he's LeBron on the 2019 when they were garbage? Yeah. No, 2019 to make the finals. 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's carrying them. So, yeah, it's Holland. For sure.
Gotta be.
Brian McDuff asks, what band have you seen in concert the most? I am not a big live music guy, so this is a really easy one for me. There's only one band I've seen twice.
Creed?
No. Although that will change on July 25th.
Okay, that's why I asked.
No, Kiss.
You've seen them twice?
Twice.
Dang.
The original lineup, too.
Wow, you saw them?
Yeah. At the Superdome, and saw them at the it's now the Smoothie King.
Wow.
But it was just the New Orleans Arena back then.
I've seen Post Malone, I think, 8 or 9 times.
Post Malone?
He's my favorite artist ever.
I thought Pink Floyd was your favorite artist.
I think they're number 2.
Okay. All right.
Post Malone, I've been a fan since he was dropping stuff on SoundCloud. He wasn't even on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And I've for every album he's dropped, I've been to a concert after each one.
Okay.
He's my favorite one all the time.
All right. I don't know why Jared Reister didn't tag you in this one, but I'll ask it anyway. What's the best college baseball superstition? For example, the rally banana or stacking hats on someone's head. I got a huge kick out of Cannizzaro his first year or his only year here when he would, like, before the game, he would throw all the bats onto the floor of the dugout and then you had to leave them there until somebody got a hit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And he's like, got to wake up the bats. So he would do that. I always got a kick out of that one. I don't know a lot of other ones, to be honest with you.
There was a really niche one during the...
Maybe the rally possum.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. There was a niche one that Georgia had during the SEC tournament. They had like a moth. Do you remember watching that?
Uh-uh.
They had a moth in the dugout, and they were down to somebody. And they're like, the moth, like, it was a huge moth.
Right.
And they're just holding it. And then they ended up winning the game and hit like a home.
They also had the
Sour Power.
Sour Power, yeah. I think the rally possum might be the right answer.
Though. Yeah, who does that?
LSU, they had a possum run on the field. At a game, and it became like a symbol of their team, the rally possum.
It fits, honestly.
Yeah. Careful now. Do a couple more here, then we'll go to the break. Brogan Fairchild, rank these movies that feature comedic duos: Dumb and Dumber, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, The Blues Brothers, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and Trading Places. I'm going to rank these based on my preference of the movie, not the duo.
Well, all right. That's not the that feature. Never mind. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. The Blues Brothers is number one.
I've seen that. Yes.
Just incredible movie. I'm gonna go Dumb and Dumber 2. Trading Places 3. Looking good, Carlo. No, he didn't. You know what? We're gonna stay on a good note today.
I'm just reading the question.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles 4. I'm not a huge Bill and Ted's guy. It's a good movie, but it's my least favorite of this group. So Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is 5th.
I've only seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and The Blues Brothers.
You haven't seen Dumb and Dumber? That's one I'm surprised.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Wait, what's that movie about?
It's Jim Carrey and Jeff Bridges. They're both really dumb. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know. I literally summed up that. I gave you the best possible
Oh,
synopsis.
wait, no, I have seen that. Yeah, I'm
Okay.
an idiot. Yes, I have seen that movie.
So, just for the record today, I just want to point out that
Here we go.
you didn't re you've seen Oasis, but
Yeah.
you didn't know their song was Champagne Supernova, and then you've seen Dumb and Dumber, but you didn't realize that it was called Dumb and Dumber. That's what today has given us.
Yeah, and we're not even halfway done.
You're right. One more, and then we'll go to the break. From Kivas, right? For Brian, what's a dish or recipe you haven't cooked before you would like to try cooking? Why can't Carlo answer that? Carlo, what's your answer to that? What's something you'd like to learn how to cook?
I don't know. I feel like, honestly, I just don't cook a lot of complex stuff.
Yeah.
There's not something I don't know. Like you answer, maybe that'll inspire me a little bit.
So like the thing that I would like to be a better like at making desserts. So I guess my answer is cheesecake. Now I have a cheesecake person. I have a friend. She makes a cheesecake for me every year on my birthday. Lovely woman. But I would like to know how to do it myself so I could do it whenever I want one.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Like homemade pizza,
Okay.
dough,
Yeah.
sauce, and everything.
Yeah.
I get these people on Instagram that are making these
Yeah.
homemade pizzas in their oven and they look phenomenal.
I have a pizza stone. I have my green egg can do pizza. I've tried doing it once. It was a pain. I even have a peel at the house.
You have a stone?
So, all right. And then he asked for Carlo, what's your favorite dessert? I will also answer though. So you go first though.
My mom made a lot of desserts for us, Jack and I, my twin brother, growing up. One of them that
Little
we,
story about Jack and Carlo.
yeah, it was a childhood, all
Yeah.
right.
Of all the childhoods that happened, it was one
It
of
was
them.
one of them. We both agree that my mom would make these like lemon muffins with or blueberry muffins with like a lemon glaze on top, and they were phenomenal. And then she made them for me.
Phenomenal. They were so good. They were phenomenal.
I don't sound like that.
No, that's what Ben Howland sounds like though, and he said
Oh,
phenomenal.
okay. Anyway, she made them for us a few weeks ago, and they were just as good as I remember. They were wonderful.
Okay.
That's my favorite, probably.
My favorite dessert is cheesecake, as I just mentioned.
Oh,
I love cheesecake.
yeah.
Yeah.
What
It
kind of cheesecake?
doesn't really matter. Strawberry, blueberry, Oreo, peanut butter, caramel.
Any of them?
Not banana.
Caramel.
Caramel. I
Caramel.
said, no, I don't want to go to that city in Indiana.
I don't either.
Well, there you go
It's
then.
really nice, but no one likes their sports.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. What are you looking at now?
My phone went off.
All right, now Egypt has scored again. All right. They're going to knock them out. This is crazy. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food and the home of the fancy sandwich, that we love to eat. And we're going there when? It's tomorrow or
Oh.
Thursday?
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
All right.
I will be done. So I have to shoot a commercial tomorrow because I'm big boy.
Oh,
I'm big guy.
I hear you. I like it.
Yeah. No, I have to shoot a commercial tomorrow. I should be done. I should be back in Starkville around noon.
Perfect. I have an appointment tomorrow. I should be done around noon,
All right.
and we'll
We'll
meet.
go to the older
We'll
brother.
meet at noon at the older brother.
Okay. I'll.
You let me know if it's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right.
We start at 10. It might be have to be closer to one, but I'm not sure. We'll talk.
All right. We'll
Maybe 12 to
figure it out. But
7.
the older brother's happening.
I'll go right from work anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
And you're buying.
yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to try the
No,
reference.
no. What were you gonna say?
Was gonna give the Sopranos reference. Don't you dare! I'm
No,
trying
you're good. You're
out
good.
of my comfort
I just
zone.
wanted to get the I got a little fidget thing going here. No,
Every time you pick that up,
you get a little
my
nervous.
anxiety goes
No,
up. It's most of the time it's not good.
you're good. You're good. You were gonna say you eat,
I
I
pay.
pay.
Yeah, I
Oh,
got
see,
it.
you got
I
me.
got
You did
it.
good. You did good. All right, so we'll be there tomorrow. Come see us at the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. What do you?
Every day I get the urge to do it.
No, you can't. You can't.
I don't.
We retired
I
it.
don't.
We retired it. You know what? One time. Go ahead. I want to
No,
hear. I just want to hear what yours sounds like.
No, I'm not doing it now. If you're giving me the one time pass, I'm going to do it when you don't retire.
All right, that's okay. So you have a one time 50. You can break out.
Okay.
But yeah, you got to. Yeah, you're right. It's
I'm
be
going to
better.
do it when you don't expect it.
Exactly. Catch me off guard. That'll work. You'll never be caught off guard at Advantage Business Systems. They've got great products, great prices, and service after the sale, which is the most important part of the whole thing. If you need a new copier or a new printer, whatever it is, call Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, Maroon & Co. is the place where you're going to find it here in Starkville and in the Golden Triangle. They have the biggest, the best, the widest, the most unique selection of Mississippi State gear that you can find. Everything you're looking for, polos, T-shirts, hats, pullovers, hoodies, sweatshirts, they've got it all. And on top of that, they've got great stuff, the Yeti coolers, the Turtle Box speakers.
They got box turtles.
Box turtles.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
They've got them all.
Absolutely.
Right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off the price. You got to stop doing stuff while I'm reading these ads. Just sit there. Yeah, you know, this is let me I'm gonna give you an impression. This is what Robbie Falk did while I read the ads. You ready?
He would just go on his phone.
50, and that's all he would do. He knew his what his time was. But yeah, he wasn't listening to me read the ads.
I listen. I chime in sometimes.
I'm just saying. It's just, I look up and you're like looking at something. I'm like, yeah, it's distracting.
What do you want me to do?
Just sit there. Not like that.
Okay.
Thunder 15 is the code. Save 15% off regular price at maroonco.com or at store at maroonco. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in St. This kid, I tell you.
I'm just looking
no,
at stuff.
You were mean mugging me. You were mogging me over here. That's not it either. I don't know what to do.
Do you want me to? I don't know.
I don't know. You just sit there and just try and be normal. Do you need a fidget spinner? What do you need? I have mine.
I'm fine. You know what you're doing? Not reading the ads right now.
Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. It's not just a slogan. It is the literal truth. If whatever it is you're looking for to do around the house, if you are, you know, you've got home repair projects, if you've got to get your yard taken care of, you're a gardener, you're an outdoorsman, you want to get out in the woods or get out on the lake, if you are a cook and you want to put some stuff on the grill, or if you're a wallaby owner and you got to feed your wallaby, all of those people can just shop at Scruggs. And if you're that person is all you, well, then I just made it one-stop shopping for you. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they literally do have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name to know. Are you trying to buy or sell land right now in the state of Mississippi? Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly make that purchase happen for you, as they have for many, many others. Doesn't matter how big a plot of land we're talking about, a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help you with that. If you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, your resources, your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber also there for you as well. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call to 601-442-9888. Or you can visit them online, g-hope.com, locally trusted, landowner-approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. You got something to say?
No.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. All right. Justin Strawn has some questions for us. With the World Cup going on, there are national teams that have long been stalwarts and blue bloods, or blue bloods, if you will. What's the men's college football team comp for these men's national teams? France. France is Georgia. They are the most talented team. It's a surprise when they lose. They have, top to bottom, the most five-star guys. All right. Norway.
I'm thinking of a team with
Like they had like an unstoppable player. Are they Vanderbilt last year with Pavia?
It might be.
That's not a good example, though. I'm thinking
Cam Newton on Auburn.
That's a great comp. Good job.
Yeah.
2010 Auburn.
Especially if they go on winning. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, but they could because they have this guy.
Yeah.
Morocco. Morocco is kind of like a Boise State. Like, they're the underdogs. They don't have as much elite talent as everybody else, but they can beat anybody. All right. Okay. Mexico. All right. I'm going to Mexico is Texas. Perennially overrated.
Oh.
Like they have never won a World Cup, but people act like Mexico is this huge soccer power. They aren't. The United States, bring it closer to home. They are Dan Mullen's Mississippi State. They can beat a lot of teams, but when they play the good teams, they're not winning.
Okay.
That's what I got.
America's team,
Yeah, good job
Mississippi
on
State.
Norway. That is the actual correct answer. Yeah, I would have also accepted Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, but I think
They had more. They have a Hall of Fame wide receiver out there. What are you talking
that's
about?
true. But I also would say, from a physical standpoint, Holland and Newton are very similar kind of guys. Penalty kicks are successful between 75% and 85% of the time in soccer. If you were given five penalty kicks against a World Cup caliber goalkeeper, how many would you make? None.
And
None.
I think anybody that reads this question is going to say should say no as well.
Unless Kylian Mbappe is listening. If you're listening, by the way, Kylian, if you're listening, love to have you on the pod.
Would love to do it.
I mean, yeah. But that said, anybody who is not a World Cup caliber kicker of the soccer ball is not doing this.
No.
No.
Now let me ask you this to spice up the question. Do you think an NFL kicker could do it?
That's a good question. Probably not, because like it's just so different. You know, the way you aim and everything else.
Yeah. I
And
guess they're aiming up and they got to aim straight. That's true.
it just different. I don't think yet. My son and I went to see and saw Supergirl when it came out, but I had to meet him at a very old school theater in Grenada, Mississippi, because he's on an internship at the Greenwood Country Club this summer. I told him how in the mid to late 90s, it's how we saw movies. Can you explain to Carlo how frustrating it was as a small child to go into a movie in the 80s and a tall person would sit in front of you, make it incredibly difficult to see the
It
movie?
still happens now.
It's not as bad though, because you have stadium seating everywhere. You didn't have that back in the day.
Okay.
So like you would just go and somebody tall is in front of you, just like trying to figure it out. Yeah, it was bad. I remember the first time I went to a theater with stadium seating. I was like, this is the greatest invention ever.
Ever.
It's like sliced bread. Now I go, when I want to go to the movies now, I go to Tupelo because they have to have a better theater.
You're saying that on the 4th of
Better
July.
theater. They got the reclining seats and all that.
I've never been to a movie theater with that.
That's nice. It's nice.
Heard it's nice.
All right. AC Griffin for Brian. Did not tag you. Don't know why. Rumblings. If Holland was born and raised in the U.S., in what other sport does he excel and at what position? He would be like a J.J. Watt defensive end.
Yeah.
Be just a pass rush specialist. I mean, what does he weigh? Probably like 225, 230. He'd probably be closer to like 250, 260, and just be hell on wheels coming over the edge.
Yeah, he'd be great.
You would want no piece of that. All right.
Go ahead.
Duncan McCockiner asks, I have noticed that parents didn't let their kid that the parents that didn't let their kids watch SpongeBob because it was not appropriate grew up to be very wild people. Wonder if there's any correlation here. Thanks. I didn't let my kids watch SpongeBob.
Why?
My wife didn't want to let them do it. I didn't want to argue.
I don't understand why people don't do that
I don't
though.
know. I don't know. So, I mean, there's a cor you can find a correlation between anything if you'd look hard enough.
Yeah.
CJ Lunsford asks, I've missed a few episodes. What happened to Bob? Bob Karskadden? Nothing. Nothing's happened to Bob. If we beat Minnesota, is there any chance we could start to claim the 1940 national championship, which is rightfully ours and claimed falsely by them? I think we should leave claiming fake national titles to Ole Miss and to Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. We're just gonna have to go with it as it is. I don't think we're gonna do that. Let's just beat Minnesota and call it a day. Jude Landry. Wow, Jude, it's been a while. What movie that doesn't have a sequel would you like to see get a sequel? Well, one of them's coming out. That's the Batman. Batman Part Two is coming. What's a movie that I would like to see have like continue down that road a little bit? Independence Day?
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Yeah. I'd almost like to see a prequel of that. Like, did they ever come before? I don't know how that would have worked. Like against primitive technology, what would that have looked like? That would be one. I'm trying to think of some other.
Trying to think of some like one-off movies.
I would love another prequel movie. But did you ever seen Man on Fire
No.
with Denzel Washington?
No.
That would be his backstory would be really, really cool. I would like to see that. I don't know. Independence Day is the easy answer for me. Jude Landry again. Carla, what was your best running event and time in high school cross country and track? Did you run high school cross country and
I
track?
did.
Okay.
I don't
What are
look
your
like
answers
it.
then?
Fastest 5K was 20 minutes, 50 seconds. It's like 6:37 pace, and I got it my last race of my senior year. For track, best mile time was like 5:45.
Moving.
That,
It's moving.
I mean, my friends were running like 4:30s. My friends were ridiculous.
That's doing good.
Like, they were college athletes. I was doing this for fun. I mean, I 5:45 I thought was good, but
That is
then
that's a great time.
there are
That's
some
better.
other of my friends that are, I mean, they're running 5:45 and logging.
My absolute physical peak of playing high school football, my best ever mile was like 750.
Dude, running is really tough.
It's not easy.
It's harder on your
Yeah.
body. You have to have
Right
discipline.
now, if I run a mile, when I don't run often because I'm having back issues, but the last time I ran, I was like 12 and a half minutes. I
It's
was, and I
tough.
was really happy at 12 and a half minutes.
It's
Really happy.
tough. Down here, it's also tough because it's 100
It's,
degrees
yeah,
every day.
it's tough. Yeah. I agree. All right. Matt McCann's mascot challenge, fishing edition. That rhymed. Name these minor league baseball teams with fish mascots. Pensacola. All right. I think I know some of these, but I'm going to.
I don't have this question.
Did he not tag you? He tagged you.
After Jude Landry?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, you're tagged. All
I do not have it.
right, well, it doesn't matter. Pensacola, what is their minor league team?
I don't. They're all fish
They're all
nicknames.
fish, yeah.
The Silverbacks.
They are the Blue Wahoos.
I mean, these are all guesses at this point. I
Yeah.
can't even see them.
Gwinnett
Where is that?
in Georgia.
Go. You might as well just name them all. I have no clue. I can't even see the place I'm looking
You
at.
need to see to hear the word Gwinnett and miss.
Well, I don't know any of these teams, so
Okay. They're the Stripers.
okay.
I'm having to look these up too. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Like, I don't know. Does he know these?
I mean, I assume he did, yeah.
Does he know every team that's ever existed ever?
I don't know.
I bet if I listed my high school, he would know it.
He might. Tampa or the Tar Pons. Jupiter, you have any idea? They're the Hammerheads.
That's a good one.
And then I have to look these up. Carolina.
Great Whites.
Yeah, like it says Carolina, but like there is no just Carolina, is there? The Carolina Mudcats. Okay. There you go. It's cat.
Mudcat?
They're catfish.
Oh.
That was kind of disappointing. Also, if you could order any possible fish off the menu at a restaurant, cooked anyway, what are you ordering? Got a favorite fish?
Mahi mahi is pretty dang good.
Okay. Just simple pan fry, or what are we doing here?
Chef's choice.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing
Nothing too fancy.
crazy. We're not
Grill.
frying it. We're not
Grilled fish
ruining
is
it.
what I'm thinking. I want grilled. My favorite fish is triple tail.
Never even heard
It's
of
really good.
that. I need to get in the fish market,
You
not
do.
in the fish market.
You do.
There's no good fish in Indiana.
Well, there's not great fish up
There's
here
not
in
even a lot
Starkville.
of
You got to get
fish.
closer to the
New
you
Orleans.
got to get closer to the co well, the Mississippi Gulf Coast has fantastic fish.
Okay.
But yeah, there you go. All right, another one from Jude Landry. I ran distance in high school. After a 20-year break, I got back into running a few years ago. I finished four half marathons and one full marathon. Do you think you'll ever get back into running? If not, what will your midlife crisis entail? You get to see what my midlife crisis was at my house the other day. It's barbecue rubs.
Oh, yeah, you do have a lot of those.
I do.
Do I think I'll ever get into running? Probably not because it was really painful and hard on my body. 1 year I missed half the season because I pushed myself a little too hard. My Achilles and my back don't really like it very much. Midlife crisis, I might just, I hate to say it, but I'll probably just lift my entire life. I've been doing that for a couple of years now consistently, and it's, I mean, you can kind of do what you want. You don't have to push yourself. It's not always painful if you don't want it to be.
Hey, guess what just
So,
happened?
third one?
2-2.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't think I'll ever get
Is that
back into running.
Messi that you
Maybe I
score?
will. Probably not.
Is it Messi or Alvarez? Messi. Messi scored again.
He had two now?
No, he didn't score the first one.
Oh.
I want to see the goal here.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, outside, last night's game was awful, but this World Cup has just been banger after banger.
Yeah.
Every game is just fantastic.
The last week has been
unbelievable.
Great. Yeah.
So I got to see this goal before we move on here. Show me the goal. Show the highlights. I just want some Argentinian baddies there for a second there. Isn't that what they call them? Baddies? What happened here? Oh, come on. Oh, I thought that was the goal. Nope, that is. Wow, what a shot. Messi. God, crazy.
He's all right.
He's just okay, yeah. Thomas Fry. Hey, Dad, I heard you and Berkey on Sports Talk Mississippi talk about a future discussion on the biggest on-field incidents in college football history and how you had some statements that can make a list like that. Where does the 2020 Armed Forces Bowl brawl rank in that list? Well, I said on the show that we weren't going to do fights. Fights are something that happen a lot of times. They're not unusual incidents, so it wouldn't rank at all.
Wow.
Pretty simple.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hate that. Cameron Worm. It's okay. It's okay. I didn't expect
it. It's his
you.
Name.
There was a thing. Your predecessor did a thing there.
What did Robbie do?
He said, Big Worm.
Big Worm.
That's good. Keep that up. Do you treat Thursday night as a weeknight or a weekend? In college, it was a weekend.
Like, absolutely.
Thursday was the big night to go out and
absolutely.
Start.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now it's just another day. Just another week. It's a weeknight.
Yeah. In college, that was the time.
Yeah.
Thursday nights, Kilroy Sports, take me back tomorrow.
I want to get, first off, you don't have to beat
no,
up.
No, I'm passionate. Sorry.
Thursday night was Rick's. That was live music night at Rick's. Rick's
I'm
here in Star.
Sure, it was great.
Oh, it was fantastic, man. Saw some great bands.
Oh.
Also from Cameron. What's your favorite place you have eaten in the South?
I don't know. That's a good question. A lot. I mean, I've been in Starkville for most part.
Yeah.
I'm going to Anthony's on Saturday. I've heard that's very good.
Oh, where you are? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that place is great.
I've heard that's really good.
Family going or just you? What do you do? Who are you taking? You got a date?
I'm going with Miss Lightning, actually. No, it's not a chill, bro.
Right,
chill,
right.
chill, chill.
All right.
No, it's
Well then, yeah, that place is
it's
awesome.
It's 1 year of working at the
okay,
PBI.
That place is awesome. You'll have a great time.
So we're going there.
We'll have a new one. You'll have a new favorite place after you eat there.
Okay.
Get the Creole ribeye. That's the one.
That's what I'm gonna get.
You should.
I haven't even looked at the menu.
Just you don't even need to. Just get the Creole ribeye.
Creole ribeye.
Yeah.
Okay. I trust it.
That's the one to get.
I was gonna get a steak anyway.
Yeah. That's the best one on the menu.
I went to a place in New Orleans on New Year's Eve that was really good, but couldn't tell you the name, but I had a bunch of seafood. It was wonderful.
There you go. Anthony Broadcheck asks, can you rank the top five MSU football coaches you would most trust barbecuing for your week one college football tailgate? And what do you think each one would put on the grill? Oh, God, five coaches? The one I would trust.
Jackie Sherrill.
Jackie is probably number one. Grew up in the South. Older guy. Lived in Texas a long time. He'd probably put brisket on the grill, for being honest. Mullen is from freaking New Hampshire. What does he know about cooking out?
Bring like the sides, bro.
By the way, I wish I could go all sports because Vic Schaefer. I know Vic Schaefer is an outstanding grillsman. Mullen's like, I put raisins in the potato salad. It's gonna be great.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what he would do. Leach has been all over the world.
His would be good.
Yeah, you gotta figure he knows how to cook, right?
Yeah.
Ballard coached a long time in Texas too, Emory Ballard. So we'll put him on there. He would bring some. I'll put him in charge of the ribs. I don't want Moorhead cooking. I don't want Kroom cooking.
You want Arnett cooking?
Arnett grew out in California. He's a California guy. He might have some tri-tip or something. I don't really want Arnett cooking. Do I want Felker?
You want?
I don't know.
Jeff Lebby?
Five is a lot. Lebby's a Texas guy. He got fair. He knows what he's doing.
He'll know.
Big guy too.
He's got to make the top five for this.
Yeah, I think you make it. Again, we're gonna have ribs, pulled pork.
Does he know that you do this impression of him?
I hope not. I got called out once on a coach I did an impression of.
Who called you out?
Coach John Hevesy, who's the offensive line coach. I did an impression of him, and one of the SIDs was like, "That guy does an impression of you," as he was going to the podium, and so he made me do it in front of everybody.
Oh, that's humiliating.
It was so dumb. Like, why would you do that? I've never understood that. Like, does let me know. I don't know. I do impressions of a lot of guys. I do one of Mullen. I have, you know, so.
Did Mullen really have that high-pitched voice?
Yeah, that's what he talks like.
I need to listen to a press conference.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah. Wow, relentless effort. All right, Bradley, what is the butterfly effect of Mississippi State football as a program if Calvin Ridley is called out of bounds in the 2017 Alabama game? So what we're saying here is that State holds on to win that game. So you're asking, does Mullen stay as a result of that? It's a good question. I don't know if he does. I think he may have just run his course at Mississippi State and things maybe aren't really that different. I guess the other butterfly effect would be, so 2017, who won the national title? Alabama won the national title that year. They wouldn't have played for it. Georgia would have won the national title because they would have had too many losses. They wouldn't have gotten the playoffs.
Because that was a 4-team.
Yeah. Like, they didn't win the West that year. But if they had another loss, they would not have made the playoffs at all. So they don't win the national title that year. Does Tua ever take over at Alabama? You remember he took over in the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if they never play that game?
Well, that was 2020. That
was 2017.
No, Tua took over.
Mac Jones was a quarterback in 2020.
Oh.
Takes over in the second half of the 2017 national championship game. And if he doesn't do that, let's say they don't play in that game, right? So they play in like the Citrus Bowl. Well, then Jalen Hurts probably never transfers out of Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, does Tua beat him out that offseason? How does that work? I don't know the answer to that.
His moment wouldn't have come.
Or does Tua ever? It could have completely changed. It changes more about Alabama than it changes about Mississippi State, in my opinion. Rank these cuts of meat for smoking by taste. Beef back ribs, chuck roast, tri-tip, beef cheek, pork loin.
Okay.
So the beef cheek, in terms of taste, beef cheek has the most beefy flavor. It's really good. It's also very hard to cook. It's also, you don't get a lot for your money. Tri-tip is probably two. I love pork loin, but pork loin is more about what you add to it. Like, it doesn't have necessarily have a ton of taste to itself. So I'm going to go cheek, tip, ribs, roast, loin. Calm down over there. You're just like a little child. As bad as I am, you're worse.
You said it, man.
All right. I'm just saying. I love to cook pork loin. That's one of my favorite things to cook. But again, it's
you got to add something.
Yeah, you can't just salt and pepper doesn't get the job done. You got to do more. Brick Thomas, have either of y'all been to Phoenix? I have not. Let's go ahead and stop the question. Have you been to Phoenix?
Twice this year.
All right. What are some things to do in the area?
Well, they have a lot of great hiking mountains. I don't know your level of physical fitness, but if you are up to the challenge, Camelback Mountain is in Phoenix, and it kicked my butt, but it was a great hike and well worth it. It's about so it was 59 minutes or 57 minutes up to the top, and then I was up there for like 25 minutes because I needed a break,
mm-hmm.
like an hour down. So it's around 2 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
Great hike. Also, you know, obviously they have like sports and stuff, but not right now, I don't think. But what just happened?
Argentina just scored. Three goals in like 10 minutes of real time.
Wow. What a collapse by Egypt.
That's incredible. Damn, Salah. That sucks for him.
Phoenix, go to Scottsdale. It's a really fun place. Great place to eat. Great place to go out. Phoenix has got a lot. Honestly, I was very happy with my trip there. So that's what I would recommend. There's hiking. You know, there's places to eat. There's places to go out. There's stuff to do. You won't be short on things to do.
All right, cool. I've never been.
You should.
I've only been in the airport. I did a layover there.
You should. It's cool.
I'm sure I would enjoy it, yeah. Now that soccer is over, first off, soccer is not over, all right? The World Cup is still going on. Awesome game happening right now. As we're speaking. Plus, the Premier League is 40 days away. What are y'all's favorite fads of all time? We're not calling soccer a fad, Brick. What are we doing here? There are those of us who enjoy the game. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, man, where, like, you know, acid wash jeans and swatches and, you know, things like that. What was a big fad when you were in high school?
I don't even know. What's a fad?
A fad, you know, like something that was popular for like a year or two and then nobody did it anymore.
Nike Elite Socks.
Okay. Like
Those are middle
the
school,
black
though.
ones?
Any of them.
Okay.
Anyone that's under the age of 27 will agree with me on this.
Okay.
Nike Elite socks, like in middle school, were, I guess if you're on the older side in high school, like you were big pimping. You had Nike Elite. You had that and a nice pair of J's on. Any girl you wanted to talk to, you got the, you were okay.
I remember I bought a pair of, just to date me, like Nike Air Force Ones. I didn't play basketball, but I just, yeah. Well, like they were, they had color too. They weren't just all white. And like
Doing it wrong.
I wore them to school, and one of the basketball players was like, "We're not supposed to be wearing those to school." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Coach told us not to wear those to school." I was like, "Coach who?"
Coach is right, man.
And I was just like, he's like, "What are you talking?" I was like, "I don't play basketball. I just bought these shoes because I thought they were cool."
You were big pimping.
I guess, man. So
you
yeah.
were big pimping.
Oh, I didn't get my first pair of like Nike / Reebok shoes till I was like in eighth grade. So that
When
was,
you had those though,
oh, I was, you know, top of
walking
the
on
world. On
clouds.
top of the world. Buddy, do you remember the pump?
The pump?
Do you ever see the pump?
No.
Like it was a basketball shoe that had like a pump in it. You could like pump it up on.
No.
Yeah, one kid had a pair of those. We were like, that's the most incredible thing ever.
This kid
Yeah.
is different.
Where are we here? Mark Burleson asked, rank these high pressure situations: kicking a shootout penalty kick in the World Cup, game deciding field goal in the Super Bowl, free throw to tie the game in the NCAA championship, at bat, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, two outs, down one, World Series game seven, putt to win the Masters. Okay. I'm going to take the football one and the basketball one. The rest of your team is kind of on the field with you in the moment. So you have some support there. I'm going to put them down the list a little bit. I think the putt to win the Masters is number one. You are literally by yourself.
Yeah, I would agree.
Then I'm going to go,
especially if it's a longer putt.
I'm going to go the World Cup. The whole world is watching and you know it. So that's where I'm going to go there. Bottom of the ninth is the other one. Again, you're at bat by yourself. And then I'll go Super Bowl and then NCAA championship.
All right, I'm going to switch this up a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Putt to win Masters, number one. Game deciding field goal in the Super Bowl. I assume that means 2 seconds left. You're kicking it. You win or lose.
Yeah.
That's two.
Scott Norwood.
Yeah. Three, penalty shootout in the World Cup. Four, free throw to tie the game. Five, at bat, base load, bottom of the ninth. Because at that point, you're already down one. You're in your last swing. No one's really the odds of that are so slim.
Yeah.
That's what I would go fifth.
All right. Brad Baxter, in the spirit of Carlo's continuing education in MSU sports, what are the top three what if or butterfly? We've got another one of these butterfly effect moments in MSU history. They're pretty easy, and I think they are. I'm gonna go Gene Morgan doesn't get injured in the 1985 College World Series. I think State wins the national title. And I think I've said this many times. I think if State had won in 85, they would have become what LSU did. They would have won four or five other national titles. So I'll go with that. I'm going to go with 2014. If State had beaten Alabama, then gone to the first college football playoff, how different would everything be?
They would have made it if they beat Ole Miss, too, though.
That's debatable.
Okay.
Because there was already some talk like that Ohio State was going to get ahead of them. That's fine. But if they had just beaten Alabama, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
They would have won the SEC West. They would have gone and played a not great Missouri team and won the SEC championship, I think. And then they would have gone to the playoff. So that's got to be two. Three, I think, has to be Mike Leach, doesn't it? Like, what happens if he doesn't pass away? Is he still coaching today? Is he still the head coach? Does he embrace NIL a little bit in the portal? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, the football program would be in a lot better spot.
It would be in a lot better spot.
I'm surprised you didn't say Vic Schaefer staying.
That's a good one. That could be fourth.
Because they would have definitely won a national title.
I think they would have definitely won a national title. Jacob Gilmore, if you had to race Joey Chestnut in a wing eating contest at Two Brothers, how big of a head start would you need to win a race to 100? I mean, 100 is too many. I can't do 100. That's a lot of wings.
Yeah, you can't do 100.
You can't do 100 either.
I didn't say it.
I'm saying it.
You said it for yourself.
I'm saying it for you too.
That's just your opinion, man. I can't do 100. That's nuts.
Let's just be honest, all right?
Let's change this question. I don't know if I can even do 50.
The way they eat food is so different than everything else. It's like they're not eating food. They're just getting it down their throat. So, yeah. Anyway, Andy Losick asks us, how come there aren't any popular blind singers anymore? We used to have Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and Ronnie Millsaps. What gives? Like, here's a question. Like, who's blind now? Like, when's the last time you saw, like, a famous blind person? A new one?
I don't see many blind people to begin
so
with.
I'm saying, have they done something that has, like, corrected that? I don't know. Another question from Andy. Does Willie Nelson have the career he's had if he had gone with Bill Nelson instead? Or how about Billy Nelson? I this is a good question because I believe it. Like, the name is affects you. If they had just been, if he had been Bill Nelson, I don't think he would have had the same
No. I think
career.
Billy and Willie, though.
Billy is probably a little more straight arrow than Willie.
Okay.
Like, the whole marijuana thing probably doesn't happen with Billy Nelson.
Okay.
So that's how we're going to go with
the whole marijuana thing.
Marijuana. Pain Sleeper asked us, I was filling up at the Corinth Kroger yesterday and was prompted with the receipt failed, see cashier. What are other instructions / directions in life that you will ignore 100% of the time? That's a good one.
That's one of them,
yeah,
for sure.
I'm also like, if I'm like trying to fill up and it says you need to go inside, I just go to another gas station.
It, absolutely.
I'm not going inside. The whole point is I don't want to go inside.
Yeah.
So that's for sure one. If somebody's like, you need to fill this out before you arrive, I tend to not do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll fill it out when
you
I get
should
there.
Do that.
Yeah. I got mad at my doctor. The doctor was like, we got a new system. I'm like, it's 2026. How could you not import?
The medical field.
How can you not import the information from your old system to your new system?
The medical field, for the most part, outside of like big hospitals, is still in the 80s.
It's so weird, though. Where did that notification come from?
Your email.
But it's not open. Oh, yes, it is. Never mind. There it is.
What other instructions in life do you ignore 100% of the time?
Like, when you go to the Mexican restaurant,
kind of
careful, hot plate. I just grab the plate. I never.
No, it's hot, man.
I always put my hand on it because I got to move it to where I want it.
Sure.
You know? So
I don't know.
The Sawman asks
about that.
Yeah. The Sawman, I finished up today's summer school podcast, and I think it would be great to have an episode that covers some of the greatest or weirdest stories in school history. Maybe it could be for extra credit. I may do a rumblings on that.
Of what?
So, like, send us your favorite weird MSU story, and we'll just read them off. I might do that, like, next week.
Like, as students?
Or whenever.
That would be a good rumblings.
Might do that. Jeremy Russell, when cleaning out a drawer of old T-shirts, I found that the maroon is all that matters T-shirt. What is the proper method of disposal, or should it be preserved? You should throw it in the fire and get rid of that thing. It's got to go.
Gasoline, kerosene.
Wow, what a comeback for Argentina. That's crazy.
Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. Ford Polk. My grandfather graduated from Mississippi State the same year Bailey Howell did, and he tells a great story about the last game of the year when they played at Ole Miss. He went up to watch the game in Oxford, and if I remember this correctly, Bailey Howell needed like 20 points to break the scoring record. Ole Miss said he wasn't going to break the record on them. They held the ball the whole game. The game finished 23-16 with the state win, and Bailey Howell scored 22 of the 23 points and broke the record.
Wow.
That's just a great story.
Yeah.
How would the movie The Ring be written today? Does she come out of the phone or the iPad? That's a great question because, like, nobody picks up a phone anymore like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
So she came out of the TV. So.
iPad.
Yeah. That would be a haunted
kids iPad.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you seen have you seen this movie Obsession?
Is it a horror movie?
Yeah,
this
one that just came out.
No, I haven't.
So the guy who made it has his next movie. The premise of it, I'm in awe. It's an unbelievable premise for a horror movie. It's these two guys that are like fake paranormal investigators. So like they're scam artists. And they come across an actual, like, malevolent spirit that comes after them. And so, like, they're completely, they think that, they're like, oh, we'll call these guys. They know how to fix it. And these guys are not equipped to handle this.
Wow.
That's a great concept for a movie.
I got to watch that one, though.
Yeah. I mean, Obsession is, like, a huge movie. Like, there's the two of the biggest movies right now are Obsession and Backrooms, these two horror movies.
Yeah. Is Backrooms out yet?
Yeah, yeah. My daughter went to see it. She said it was great.
Oh, wow.
Obsession is a freaky movie from what I've seen. Like, it's just the concept of it is really good. Really good. Mangum Cafe. Brian does not like the word butthurt. I do not. What are some other commonly used words that bother you? Everybody has their trigger words. What are yours?
When someone calls you, "Hey, buddy,"
Oh,
it's like, "Oh,
hey, pal."
I'm gonna punch you in the
What about
face.
chief?
Chief's fine.
Sport?
That's fine.
Okay.
Buddy, or like,
I have. They're not like trigger words, but it's like I just they give me that kind of thing. Moist.
Yeah, that's one of them for sure.
And then I got another one. You
Ugh.
Ready? Discharge. It's never good. It's never good.
Yeah,
yeah
if you think about
yeah
it, it's really never
but
good.
Did the bright stands on the opposite side of the field bother you last night? Did you watch the game right? So I'm going to tell you something. As a guy who's played a lot of FIFA, when they do like the accurate lighting of the stadiums, I'm so used to that that it just didn't bother me at all.
Honestly, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. So, Landon's, we got a bunch more questions. All right. We may be cutting this one a little short, guys. We'll see what we can do. Landon Smith, you're on a road trip with your friends and family. What is your go-to gas station snack / drink combo that's not at a Buc-ee's? All right. So, if you and I are on the road and we stop at anything that's not a Buc-ee's, what are you getting?
Spicy pork rinds.
Ooh, that's a good call.
If I'm driving, White Monster.
Mmm.
If I'm not, then I'll just get a water. But usually, I'm usually a pork rinds guy because those can get you pretty far.
Okay.
And they're not, they're just kind of eating air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go salty and sweet. First off, I get a drink. I have on my flavored waters, Coke Zero.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go some sort of candy bar, usually a Snickers almond, preferably. I will do a Whatchamacallit. That's my favorite, but
okay.
I can't find those everywhere. I might go a Twix. We'll see. Then from a savory perspective, we're either going to go like a Chex snack mix, or we're going to go TGI Fridays potato skins, bacon cheddar. Very good. And then if I want to go another thing that's sweet, I don't ever go too salty. If I do go too salty, I'm getting a Jack Link's jalapeno beef and cheese stick.
Beef jerky is an underrated thing.
It's very underrated. If I go double sweet, I'm going to get one of those Danishes that they have with the strawberry and cream, or the berries and cream Danish.
Yeah.
Where I'm going.
Okay.
Totally different question. What is your go-to if you're stopping at Buc-ee's?
Oh, brisket sandwich.
You're going brisket sandwich.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then just a water. But
you're so basic.
I mean,
all right.
I'm in and out of the gas station. I'm just trying to go, brother.
Oh, no. If I'm stopping at Buc-ee's, I'm stopping at Buc-ee's. All right. We're getting some fudge. We're getting like a little fudge sampler.
Sure.
We get some candied cashews. We're going to go over to the bakery. If they've got a Boudin collage, I'm going to get one. If they don't, I'll just get a couple of regular, like the strawberry collages. I might get a cinnamon roll. I'm getting some beef jerky for sure. Spicy Korean for the win. And of course, a Coke Zero.
Okay.
I spend money. If I go to Buc-ee's, is a place I'm spending money.
Yeah.
So, all right. Rob Hadaway, he actually sent me the answer here. So we have Alan McKean's incredible record from 1938 to 1948, 1939, 1948 was mentioned yesterday, during which he went 29-16-2 in SEC games. Of those 47 games in 9 seasons, how many do you think were played in Starkville? FYI, none were in Jackson. So how many of those 47 games were played in Starkville?
Ten.
Six. And four of them were Ole Miss.
Wow.
The only games played in Starkville from 1939 to 1948 in the SEC. 1940, Mississippi State 19, Ole Miss nothing. 1941, Mississippi State 6, Florida nothing. 1942, Mississippi State 34, Ole Miss 13. 1945, Mississippi State loses to Ole Miss 7-6. 1947, Mississippi State loses to Ole Miss 33-14. 1948, Mississippi State loses to Alabama 10-7.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder why our athletic program has been so bad for so long. I wonder why. All right. Damon Ladner has got three questions. Oh, okay. We'll do this. Carlo, if you could have your choice of co-host, who would it be?
You.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I believe you or not, but.
Who else, bro?
Yeah. Also from Damon, because I don't understand that first question. I have loved the summer school for football. Can we get a session for basketball and baseball? We absolutely are going to do that before the end of the summer, for sure. We will have basketball. Basketball and baseball will just be one show.
Okay.
We don't have to do full shows for that. Kenny Manning, your top five movie slash TV villain deaths. This guy is certainly on the list. Hans Gruber. He's got to be on the list.
I don't have that question.
He didn't tag you.
Thanks.
So, Kenny, you guys got to tag Carlo, too. He wants to keep,
I
keep up.
Play, guys.
Hans Gruber is on the list for sure. The Emperor is on the list. Although, I say that, they brought him back like a bunch of idiots. That shouldn't count. The Emperor died at the end of the Return of the Jedi. That's on the list. Phil Leotard, put him on the list. Gustavo Fring, put him on the list. I'm just going with that. That's a good group. Got anything you want to add? Any deaths stand out to you?
No.
Okay. Last ones. Oliver McLeod. Brian, I've been enjoying the TNL summer school series and I've noticed a glaring omission on the defensive line episode. How can you leave off Braxton Hoyette, a man that literally saved another man's life on the football field? And do you think Matt Corral has shown Braxton the gratitude he deserves? Matt Corral should send Braxton Hoyette a bouquet of flowers every year. It's the only reason he's still alive.
Can you explain that?
Sure. In the 2018 Egg Bowl, we had a brawl in the fourth quarter, start the fourth quarter, and Corral was in Jamal Peters' face, and he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Corral.
Matt Corral.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's about to get destroyed.
Yeah.
And Hoyette grabs him and gets him out of there. And, like, if he doesn't do it, he's going to take a shot right to the head. He's not wearing his helmet. He's an idiot. So, yeah, he should absolutely be. That's a good point. Also, I'm an Indiana native. Boiler up.
No.
And recently brought back several Smith County watermelons to share with folks who had no prior knowledge of these elite melons, and their reactions have been priceless. What are your favorite Mississippi things to share with non-Mississippians? Catfish. Love people eating fried catfish for
That's
the first
everywhere.
Time. It's not like here, though.
Okay.
It's
different. It's just
it is different. It is just different.
It's just different.
It is just different. So that would be one. Pralines. It's not really a Mississippi thing, but that's one. Like any kind of real Southern cooking would be one. I guess sharing stories about cows getting castrated would be on my list.
So. That's one of them.
You ever had a Smith County watermelon?
No.
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah.
They are the best.
Okay.
You need to go get you one.
I guess so.
All right. That's all for this week. Tomorrow's show, opponent preview. We'll be talking about the Auburn Tigers on tomorrow's show. I caught up with Adam Cole from the Montgomery Advertiser, so we'll have that interview. Might do another summer school as well, and we'll see what else pops up between now and then. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Carla Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.